Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 20. How did Christ take our flesh and blood? Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. One man Adam is the source and head of all our human nature. And the genealogy of Christ, as one of us, runs to Adam. We are the sons of the first man, and so is Christ according to the flesh. The first chapter of Hebrews is Christ and his divine nature. The second chapter is Christ in human nature. You may have something in the form of man that would not be of the nature of man. You can have a piece of stone in the form of man, but it is not the nature of man. Jesus took the form of man, that is true. But he did more, he took the nature of man. Christ took flesh and blood in a way like we take it. But how do we take flesh and blood? By birth, and from Adam. Christ took flesh and blood by birth also. And from Adam, too. He is of the seed of David according to the flesh. While David calls him Lord, he was also David's son. His genealogy is traced to David, but it does not stop there. It goes to Abraham. Nor does it stop with Abraham, it goes to Adam. Thus on the human side, Christ's nature is precisely our nature. There is salvation in just that one thing. No, it is not enough to say that way, the salvation of God for human beings lies in just that one thing. We're not to be timid about it at all. There is the point where we meet Him, the living Savior against the power of temptation. The virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us.